This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding here in the middle of the of Mem Aleph in the story about Nesina ben Dama, and there were two stories in the Gemara about how he foregone pragmatia and foregone the Avnei Kohen Gadol. So holding middle, Rivido Mashmul Balavaya, Kaseichel Goyze Sha'afim Baloi Hefset Gadol Kimitzali Vatlena. That it's something that Seichel is Goyze, that even if you forego a tremendous amount of Hefset, it overrides. Mitzvah Avim overrides it. What's the difference in the two stories? So he explains, Kimashay Mevakshim Prakmatya Bishishim Ribu, Ein Zeh Bitul Schar. In other words, the first case, it says there was a Prakmatya of Shishim Ribu. It means there was a deal worth Shishim Ribu. A deal worth Shishim Ribu doesn't put the profit at Shishim Ribu. It's the whole deal itself is Shishim Ribu. The second case is he had these stones, and they were willing to give him shishim ribu for the stones. That's all revenue, profit, at least revenue. Kimashem vakshim shishim ribu, he said, shishim ribu ain't a bittel schar. That's not bittel schar. Rakshu masa matin godl. Avla ain't her revach shishim ribu. Ola kach oma ki yoysiz le mechai vaseichel. Af im yobe hefse godl bat shishim ribu. Shwa hefse is a godl kumashemarnu. Ki avonim shem tzorcha eifod. Aderach laos with vim yoysim ne shetzorcha lem harbi. So over here, it's a case of losing out totally. It's shishim ribu marks how much money you actually lost. There's an equator that the morale says over here that he kind of puts in, kind of without saying anything. He says in the paragraph before, he says, "Ubir in yizeh chacham elu bolavar kama seichel mechayv mitzvah azuz kimitzvah es b'fat mechayv zadas v'seichel." He's learning, like he says in the paragraph four, what we learn from a goy is that a goy works on this with mitzvah sichlius, and therefore mitzvah sichlius have in themselves, it's so much a mitzvah sichlius that even somebody who knows it through seichel understands how much he's supposed to lose for it. It's very interesting because in halacha, mitzvahs that are mechuyev al pi Torah, there's a boundary. A mitzvah asay is mechuyev up to a fifth. That's the limit. Maybe there's a midas chassidus more than that. But in mitzvahs that seichel is mechayev, I guess there's no boundary. In other words, if in mitzvahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzav the chiyuv is at tzivu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu limited his chiyuv that is mechayev us to up to chaymish from zechasim, but when you're talking about what seichel's mechayev, so seichel's mechayev whatever seichel's mechayev, and this mitzvah is so mechuyav piseichel that there is no limit to it. That seems to be the flow of it. But not like Kadosh Baruch Hu schori gam kein shenoyla de paradum v'edrei. So Moral makes an interesting point. V'yadua ki paradum ochayk legami. Paraduma is totally chayik. It's a paradigm of a chayik. The kibud avim asech mechayiv is legamri. Umipnei shoy mekayim it's kibud avim shasev chayiv legamri. Noel paraduma bedrei. Sheelu shneim em chayik umishpot kibud avim umishpot kikach roiv umishpot. O paraduma chayik. Vemechayiv zeh mizeh venitolam zeh zeh kashduach hakime. So the two come together, and therefore one is a toitzori of them. I want to explain this a little bit because I think this is a very, very important nekuda. Seichel and choik, we tend to think of them as being two separate divisions. In other words, there's a mitzvah that seichel's mechayiv, that's one world. There's mitzvahs that are choik, that are no shaychas to seichel, and that's a second And that's a second world. They have no shaykhs to each other, they're complementary at best, but that's it. What he's saying over here is that it's a continuum, and I want to explain it. Let's give a marshal. You have a scientist, and a scientist has a lot of things that he knows by experimentation, by evidence, by data, b'chulu b'chulu. So we ask a scientist, we ask a doctor, what's a good medication for this? I'll say for this and this disease, we've tried this and this works this way, that way, the other way, and so on. And he has it all down the mitzias as he found it to be. Then he's researching and he has a hunch that maybe if for this disease that we have, that we're clueless and baffled, this would work. And occasionally it does work. If it's a hunch and he's guessing, why isn't my guess as good? So, you know, I'll take a guess that maybe, I don't know, Frosted Flakes are good for COVID. The answer is, it's not the pshat that the chelik that's unknown is somewhere else. The chelik that's unknown means it's a continuum and my seichel has yet to be taifisit or may never be able to taifis, but it's a continuum on the same line. And therefore, if I'm firm, if I know well step A or step B, so just like if I shoot something out of a long gun barrel, so while it's in the barrel, it's obviously going in a straight line. After it leaves the barrel, chances are it'll also go in a straight line because it's been guided on a straight line and it'll continue that way. So anytime I have something that is going in a straight line, when it goes further, chances are it also go. So the doctor who understands well the mechanism of a virus, so what he knows, what he doesn't know, intuitively, subconsciously, he can make the next step. The world of Ratz and Hashem is not random. It's not the pshat that it's a whim chas v'shalom. It's you know, yes, this Ratz and that Ratz, the other Ratz. There's a certain Ratzin that's called Toiv, and that's the Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria. Part of Toiv is given to us in a way that our Seichel can actually grasp it, and it fits into the receptors, so to speak, of our Seichel. And part of it will never fit into those receptors, but they're continuum. So a person who's Eiskehalten, a person who's Toiv in the world of Seichel de Gemitzvahs, then there's a good chance that there'll be a Hemshech into the world of Chayk, a Galata Hemshech. So from tremendous fidelity to the Mitzvahs that are Sichlius, there comes Mitzvahs that are Chayk. That's the pshat over here. So the mitzvah sichlis give birth to the mitzvahs that are choy. Umashahamar of Kahana b'shmoni ribu ischar sova ke'efuru lekoyin asher b'sham shmoni begodim keshach leiv mispa shmoni. So he used the emphasis there is the shmoni. Ubachsvar pligi kimi In other words, the shaila is it something that's miyuchad to the area where they had this extra price or not? Okay. Rav Dimi Mevaya, ki dava ze ein tzorch loyim asher kol kach hu godol mitzvos kibud aveim, avo dava ze yoisa, ki afim ha'aveim mevayshay se betachlis, loyim ha'ki mechabdei kovet. Or the whole person in Vaishnoi saying Muzal Kovit Shlohem. As the Omar Kasech Goyza, Afima Ovis Mevaishnoi Sibetachlis, U Yechabit Oysa. La Kachovic, the Maisel and Sinus Shalom is Hulu, Gim Goyla Beers and Vaishnoi Sin Nargo Kovit. Hold those are Sech Machai with Goyza, Kachme Virayim and Agoy. Shoy Mekai Mitzazois Mehachochm Vasechel. So here he says another Nakuda. When we talk about Seichel being Mechayev mitzvahs, when we're talking about Bin Adam Lechaveiroi, so Bin Adam Lechaveiroi is built, at least in Seichel, on mutuality. In other words, people to each other. Bin Adam Lechaveiro is Bin Adam Lechaveiro doesn't imply a one-way street. It's human society, and there's a certain level of it being bilateral. Now, the chiddush over here is, let's go, in Bin Adam Lechaveiroi, it would be hard put to say that Seichel B'Mechayev, that somebody who totally destroys me, that I need to be kind and nice to him. The Torah, it says, mandates not to take nekama, and the Rabban says this is a midah that's the Malach Hasharis. This is an unthinkable midah in humans. But certainly, Seichel could not be a Mechayev Bein Adam Lechaveiroi, where it's a one-way street totally. Seichel's Mechayev Kivrav Ve'Eim, even that much. These are all the inyanim that are shayach to the psichlis part of Kibarabe. B'yeshet mua, shekol advar meili gil adam ben esina. You know, it's strange that this guy seems to be in the right place at the right time, with the right amount of money. He's got all these stories around him. Mashayacham vakshakak matyashish ribu. Voidim vakshavon alevat shwein ribu. Voyesh megdor leroimi. V'chozi gia le dama ben esina. Like, I mean, who is this dama ben esina that had all these things? V'efsha. Ki loy kol advorim higiu le dama ben esina. Rak the le'ula shebishram pragmatesh ribu v'vav. So it could be, he said, one of these happened, and the question is, which one of these happened? Which is interesting. The Shishim Ribu and the Shmoinim Ribu are something that can be easily, what's the right word for it? Exchanged. In other words, When a person looks for, let's say, a change in girsa, so the closer the change is, the more mistava. So a pay becoming a samach becoming a pay is quite usual when you're writing, and the story of the shishim ribu and the pay is are similar enough that a person can say if they needed something important, Chacham needed something, so on. The story with Gedolei Roim is a very, very different story. That's interesting. So what is the machlokas exactly? Tomorrow doesn't say, but he says that it's an either or situation. Each one says it's more mistaken. This was the story. Well, das a koil a goy huzoris b'mitzvah zois k'mitzvah kavod mechayev oisad in masecha v'ashen zavishah mitzvahs. The figure of my chisha teresh in the Torah, rak ma'ashasech mechayev, nimshoch in achamitza zes b'yosim Yisrael. So my chisha Torah seemed to go with this mitzvah more than Yisrael. I mean, I guess one is not supposed to ask a metziah a question from metziahs on a kadmon, but I don't see it. Yes, it's true that on Mother's Day you take out your mother for dinner, but I mean, my mother was in an old age home with hundreds of other people, most of them fry eaten, and the only ones that came regularly was me. My father was in a hospital, and it, the only people that came to visit is New York. The only people that came to visit sick people were either Hasidim or Puerto Ricans. I hate to say it, there was no one else next to my father's roommate was a Jewish white dentist from New Jersey. And he was very proud that his son said he's going to come visit him at the end of the month. So I'm not sure. I've yet to see the Gevaldike Kibbutz Aveim of a Masolim. I don't know. And the people that are not sharing Torah mitzvahs, maybe it's Yerida Sadeiris big time. But Tachlis, the type of care and so on, it's not motzi. They're very caring that they can't see their parents in such a state, and therefore they would like them to be dead. That they're very good at. This has become very, a friend of mine is Rav Hartman, yeshiva. A few years ago, a mother told him that she would like, the parents were not from, I don't know how the yeshiva got to yeshiva, whatever. And she called up and she said, he needs to be home in 3 weeks from now. And he said, what's the occasion? She said, his grandmother's funeral is going to be in 3 weeks. And like, he was kind of, what do you mean? He said, like, she said, no, but she stopped eating. And we feel we should let her, you know, get her wishes. And we don't at all, you know, so we're letting her die. And she's scheduled to die in about 3 weeks from now. So that's what the world looks like in this part of the world. So I'm not sure, but Akapani. On the mission, that's funny. There's another reason why they're particularly Zohar with this. So you see, I mean, if Esav is a paradigm of Kibbutz Amein, there must be a reason why this mitzvah is especially chaviv on people that are umas olam and so on. Dada, kiloy hayadav zeh mashay mishamish Esav zov b'mikra, kein dvar kelo b'mikra. In other words, it's not that it happened to be, and this is Malshit always, it's not that it happened to be a favorite mitzvah, it's because it just kind of like this mitzvah. It's something that goes to the heart of who Esav is. Mikolosh ken shei rosh gomo, v'izaz v'izkor zeis. I mean, he would kill people, but this mitzvah was very, very taken with. Avodavaze yedua, kumayra al din gomo, v'yatsa miyitzak shemidose din. V'yadua ki kolot told us about limius al din, v'yatsa kolot maisim, v'yishish b'shem alakim. Nekach osa Esav, So he explains over here that all of this is shayach to Midas Adin, and therefore Yitzchak and Esav, this Mida is especially shayach to him. I want to explain a little bit why this is shayach to Midas Adin, and therefore why for Esav it's more shayach than the other ones. Midas Hadin implies that nothing that does not justify its existence can exist. Let's take an example of what it means that the world is created with Bracious. The world is created with Midas Hadin Bracious, Bar Lekim. The Rashi says that the Akash Baruch Hu created Midas Hadin. He saw the world in Miskayim as Meshatim Midas Rachman. The Bria of El Midas Adin means the laws of nature are Midas Adin, 100%. Nothing in the world moves unless something moved it. If something moved it, it had to give it the amount of energy needed to move and lose that amount of energy. There is nothing, the word chinam, something for nothing, is an impossibility. Any phenomenon that I see in the world has a cause, and it does not exceed its cause. If I make something out of metal, it will have all the properties of metal, no more, no less. Everything in the world is exact. And there needs to be justification. Justification in the sense of, I need to be able to have a formula how B came into being. And that formula dictates what B is and how it is and so on. The idea that there's something free. So the Marshall, let's trans. So this is the laws of nature. And everyone understands that. That if I would ask somebody, why is grass green? And the guy says, well, it's kacha, just this, you know, just kind of, it's just green because whatever. It's not because whatever. It's there's some chemical inside, and that chemical takes energy, and that chemical comes from someplace, and v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. The translating that into human society would mean that there is no such thing as a gift. There's no such thing as, you know, foregoing something. If you did wrong, if you made a dent in the car, no matter how much tshuva you do, the dent stays. No matter what happens, the dent stays. If I was mean to you, that stays. What does forgiving mean? That, you know, it's a mitzvah, and that's that. Financially, every giving of money would have to have a tit for tat. If I give you a gift one day, then you owe me the money. How did the money get from you? If I work for you, I gave you an hour of labor. Now you have to give me back $20. So one for one. But that's the mahalach of, that's how Midas HaDin works. It's the essential Midah with which the world was created. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that for a human being with Bechira, this would be destructive. The question would just be when we would flunk out, not if we would. And therefore, it's Meshata Midas Rachman. So Esav's, Yitzhak's Midah was Din of Kedusha. In other words, I don't expect free rides. Every single thing I do, the Kepeda and Yir Shemayim of Midas HaDin is extraordinary. So just like somebody who works in society with Midas HaDin, he never expects to cut a corner, because if I don't show up for work one day, no excuse will help, I just won't get paid. So a person of Midas Hashem, the Midah of Din is, there are no free rides. And whatever I want, I need to give for it and get an exchange. That's extraordinary Avodas Hashem of Midas Hayira. HaDin, Yira, same thing. Esav took that in the wrong place. So Midas HaDin between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a phenomenal Midah. That's called Yir Shamayim. Midas HaDin between people is destruction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of the day created us with Midas HaChesed because we deserved, we did nothing to deserve our own existence. And with other people, I need to emulate that. That's Darke Hashem. Hashem in the Bria is Merachim, does do Chesed, and so on. So Esav's point was, Hina Neherlech Lomos, Al Chavuch Otichya. It's just a question, if somebody lives with Midas HaDin, the question is when is he going to mess up? Because if you flunk out, if you get less than 100, the question is just when you're going to flunk out, not a question if you will. So but the Midah that he had, A, was the Midah of Yitzchak. He had it as sharp as Yitzchak. He used it in the very wrong place. And that's why Kibbut Av Ve'Eim tells me, if I'm honest with myself, my existence is really my parents. I didn't do anything to make myself. Nobody's a self-made man in the sense of being, you know, making himself. Nobody made himself. Everybody's created with somebody. Rav Soloveitchik once said, he spoke about the parasha of Novel. So he said, Novel was the quintessential American. He said, who is David asher etten le mitzamri or mipishti or mitzoyni? My sheep, I'm a self-made man. It's my sheep, my wool, my this, my that. Like the American value of being self-made and you know, being you know, and translating that into not giving very much was what he was talking about. So that's why it's called a novel. So Esav, so in the positive thing was, he, to his credit, he recognized in Kibbutz Avim, he recognized, I'm the Asach HaKol. It's like, it's, imagine somebody gives me $100,000 to start a business. So if I don't believe in Chesed, then those 100,000, then the business is his business. You know, it's given kefi the erech of what percentage of investment. So B'meili said, Esav, that was his midah. And he was somebody that was, you know, this, if there was a toiv, this was the toiv. The Yuri says, Ki chochmei ha'emes ramzu, say that zeh mashe skew shem doma ben esina. It says, in the words doma ben esina, we hear an echo of this. Ki loshen doma loshen chiyu b'kosov. Because bo loyma shuchayiv yomad dimehem bo, in loy domim. Domim means the payment for something. It doesn't mean money. It means payment. So Dom Benesina means that his giving was the giving of, I have to give, I owe it, as opposed to I'd like to give. That's a remez why there's a difference between Parsha Shavu Pruta and Shavu Pruta. You know, in physical, in laws of physics, if you're off by 0.0 something, this, you know, it's not. It's a mailer, but it's coming about because he has no other mahalach. Avlazis misses Hashem Yisparach. Av kevim mirasadin. Mipteke ino kokach mirasadin gom kogravayim. Shein sechol odu mechayim oisa. Lakachim mechayim oisa. Olkach nika goydom in a sina. In a dom sina. Nuhulim ki loy goy echen hoya. Vakshay goy nika kashin osi eshbrim. So basically, Chazal are using a prototype of an umas olam. And with that nimshach, So Lemaisa, I believe that his being Ram is over here, that it may not have been one person, but rather Chazal are teaching this to, you know, they're using Goyim as a prototype, that this is a type of midah that would be Motzi Behem. And by the way, what he says about the name, it's very fascinating. If you'll take a look in Shas, I think Rav Reuven Margolius has this, if I'm not mistaken. It's the type of stuff he would have in one of his many booklets. Amoroyim that are mentioned only once or twice in Shas seem to have a name that is similar to the halacha that they mentioned. There's a whole regime of them. I think Rav Reuven Margolius has it, that Amoroyim are mentioned only once, twice. The name that's given is usually based on some halacha they said. It's like it's a play on the words. So here it's not at all uncommon or unlikely that it is like that. So Chazal are expressing where Umas HaOlam's Kibbutz Avim would express themselves. The Eid HaNeman, I'll call it Vorm Shamarno, B'Mechilta, it says, Shom Som Lechoyko Mishpat, Choyk Zeh Shabbos, Mishpat Zeh Kibbutz Avim, O'Bavare Mashenka Shabbos Choyk, B'Nesha Shabbos Choyk L'Odom, Shriyasim Lochak Shishyam L'Yoyse, I want to add a point here. What he says about Shabbos is understood that it's a chayik. So in the people who go through the mitzvahs, They usually have three categories: mitzvahs, the mishpat, eidos, and chukim. Mishpat is total seichel, like stealing. Chok is paraduma, and eidos is something like Shabbos and Yom Tov, which they're not pure seichel like stealing, but they make sense. Once Akash Baruch Hu gave the outline, but it makes sense. Here it's called a chayk Shabbos. So it's not a chayk that Shabbos is so not understandable, but it is chayk in a certain sense. And this is what the Maral says. The musig, a person is in this world to do, to accomplish, and so on. The idea that there's a stop and a limit is by definition a chayk. In other words, a person's netiya is to expand and to do as much as he can. So if Shabbos is just a resting day, take a nap so that we can work better on Sunday or Monday, if you're in America, then Shabbos wouldn't be a chayk. But Shabbos means this, the finish of everything. It's like Yom Shekul Atoyv. It's the end of Maisa Adam. Six alofim, and then it's over with. That understanding is something that is, that understanding is not seichelik. It's the limit to my seichel, as opposed to seichel itself. Okay, so this is the end of Dibur Chamishi, and then he goes into the last Dibur. Okay, we'll hold it here.
When he says that Kibud Av is a mitzvah sichli, we learned last time, if I understood it correctly, that it's if Kibud Av wouldn't be sichli if it's a mikra. And L'chaya, Kibud Av not being a mikra is totally something that's totally in Amuna. Because mitzad the parents, it could be a mikra.
No.
So why is it sichli?
He means it's not a mikra to Esav. The fact that Esav happened to be Zayir and Kibud Av Eim is something that goes to the heart of Esav. So it's a result of his mindset.
Not in the Kud of Esav. What we learned last week, that if it was just that two the parents could be together and it has nothing to do, it's not intentional. Right. It's for the child. So why is it sichli? Right.
So in human beings, it's not like that. It's as opposed, I mean, there is some dark of that, but as opposed to Balei Chayim that have no real sense of Hailada, they just mate randomly and don't have family, so we do have that. We have that sense that parents gave birth to us and we're a product of them. In animals, it's an incidental product. In Adam, it's kind of axiomatic to people like that. It's intuitive. That nekuda seems to be there.
Even if they didn't raise him, nothing like that.
Correct. But you see, the parent instinct, the family as an instinct, it's there. We see it as being dysfunctional if people don't act that way. So no matter what their intention or what they thought, we still somehow intuitively feel that they should treat it as parents, they should treat it as children, and so on.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. I agree.